This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In the Philippines, about 200 rebellious junior army officers and soldiers took control of a large Manila shopping center early this morning. Government officials have set at least two deadlines for the insurgent troops to give themselves up, but fewer than 50 have surrendered. The rebels are reported to have planted explosives throughout the shopping center, and army troops have surrounded the area. Reporter Roel Landingan is based in Manila for the Financial Times. He's on the phone. Hello, Mr. Landingan.
Hello.
What can you tell us? What's the latest in the standoff?
Well, the government has agreed to extend the deadline again, this time indefinitely. Remember, their first deadline was 5 o'clock, and then that got extended to 7 o'clock.
5 p.m. and 7 p.m. your time, right, Manila?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And now, since they still couldn't, you know, come to an agreement, representatives of the rebel soldiers and representatives of the government are still talking, and they couldn't, finish it on time. So the president essentially decided that she'll just extend it indefinitely. So they're still talking, and that's where they are right now.
So what started this? What precipitated the takeover of the shopping complex?
It started out as a big political move on the part of the rebel soldiers. They had quite a grand agenda when they started out in the morning. They were talking about asking for the resignation of no less than President Arroyo, and of course her officials, principally the Defense Secretary Angelo Reyes. But as it turned out in the day, especially in the late afternoon, and as the deadline, the first deadline, the 5 o'clock deadline was approaching, and also as it became apparent that there's no popular support for what they did, they were calling on other military units to come to support them. They were also calling on civilians to gather around the place to show support, much like the earlier people power revolutions. When none of that happened, they also backed backpedaled from their demands. So that now they're no longer asking for the president's resignation, or essentially for the ouster of the whole government. They're basically focusing on quite specific issues, like complaints against the defense secretary, instituting improving housing for soldiers, and also talking about minimizing corruption in government weapons distribution, because one of their complaints is that weapons and ordnance from government arsenal somehow found their way in rebel Muslim separatist camps in the southern Philippines, and they're saying that this is a ridiculous situation for them, because they're laying down their lives fighting the rebels, but they're being killed with bullets issued by the government that somehow were sold to the rebels.
So from
very grand big issues, it's now coming down to quite specific complaints, and that's what they're talking about now.
Reporter Roel Langdigan in Manila. He is a reporter for the Financial Times. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, thank you too.